Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Avraham Goldhar, and today Masechta Chagiga Daf Tes Vav. The second parak Ein Dorshin. The Zichu Masechta Chagiga program has been generously sponsored L'Yinishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and L'Yinishmas Tamar Bas Chaim. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara relates that what caused Acher to choose a life of sin was his perception of a malach named Matatron who was sitting and recording the merits of the Jewish people. He was confused since there's a known tradition that there's no sitting in Shemayim. He concluded that perhaps there are shtei rishuyos, two authorities in Shemayim. A bas kol went out and said, "Shuvu banim shovavim chutz ma'acher, return, O wayward sons, except for Acher." Acher said to himself that since he has been banished from Olam Haba, he can go out and indulge in Olam Hazeh. He then went out and strayed. When he asked the harlot for her services, she asked him, "V'lav Elisha ben Avuya? Are you not Elisha ben Avuya?" In response, he uprooted a radish on Shabbos and gave it to her. She said, "Acher hu." This must be someone else. Point number two is taught in the Braisa, there was an incident with Acher, who was riding a horse on Shabbos, and Rabbi Meir was walking behind him to learn Torah from him. At a certain point, Acher said to Rabbi Meir, "Me'er chazul acharecho shekvar shi'arti be'ikvei susi adkan tchum Shabbos. Meir, go back, for I have already calculated from the footsteps of my horse that the tchum Shabbos goes until here." Rabbi Meir responded, "Af ata chozibacha, you too go back to your previous ways." Acher replied that he had already told Rabbi Meir that he heard behind the pargo, the partition, "Shuvu banim shovavim chutz ma'acher, return, O wayward sons, except for Acher." Rabbi Meir grabbed Acher and brought him into the base of Middash, hoping that he would do tshuva. Acher said to a young boy standing outside to recite the pasuk he was learning. The child responded, "Ain't shalom amr Hashem l'rashayim." There is no peace, Hashem said, to the wicked. Rabbi Meir ultimately brought Acher to 13 shuls, and each time a child recited a pasuk that indicated that Acher's tshuva would not be accepted. And pointing with you, the Gemara asks, how is Rabbi Meir allowed to learn Torah from Acher? For we learn from a pasuk, "Ki se kohen yishmeru das, but Torah yivakshim apiyu," for the lips of the kohen should guard knowledge, and people should seek Torah from his mouth, that "im doma rab l'mal Hashem zvakos, yivaksh Torah apiyu." If one is a Rebbe that resembles a Malach of Hashem, Master of Hosts, one may seek Torah from his mouth, but if not, one should not. Rish Lakish said that Rabbi Meir found a pasuk that taught the opposite, which states, "Hadazna choshma divrei chachamim v'libcha tashis chodaiti." Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, but set your heart to my das. It doesn't say you should set your mind to their das, but to my das. Rav Chanina brought another source. The Gemara clarifies that the earlier pasuk, which requires a Rebbe to resemble a Malach of Hashem, is for someone who might be led astray, whereas these two psukim refer to a person who will not follow after a rasha. When Rav Dimi arrived from Eretz Yisrael, he said that there was a saying there that Rav Meir achla tacha v'shalat shech levara. Rav Meir took a date, he ate the edible outside part and threw the pit away, meaning that he was able to learn from Acher valuable things and got rid of the rest. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara relates that what caused Acher to choose a life of sin was his perception of a malach named Matatron who was sitting recording the merits of the Jewish people. He was confused since there's a known tradition that there's no sitting in Shemayim. He concluded that perhaps there are shtei rishuyos, two authorities in Shemayim. A bas kol went out and said, "Shuvu banim shovavim chutz ma'acher, return, O wayward sons, except for Acher." Acher said to himself that since he has been banished from Olam Haba, he can go out and indulge in Olam Hazeh. He then went out and strayed. When he asked the harlot for her services, she asked him, "V'lav Elisha ben Avuya? Are you not Elisha ben Avuya?" In response, he uprooted a radish on Shabbos and gave it to her. She said, "Acher hu." This must be someone else. Point number two is taught in the Braisa, there was an incident with Acher, who was riding a horse on Shabbos, and Rabbi Meir was walking behind him to learn Torah from him. At a certain point, Acher said to Rabbi Meir, "Me'er chazul acharecho shekvar shi'arti be'ikvei susi adkan tchum Shabbos. Meir, go back, for I have already calculated from the footsteps of my horse that the tchum Shabbos goes until here." Rabbi Meir responded, "Af ata chozibacha, you too go back to your previous ways." Acher replied that he had already told Rabbi Meir that he heard behind the pargo, the partition, "Shuvu banim shovavim chutz ma'acher, return, O wayward sons, except for Acher." Rabbi Meir grabbed Acher and brought him into the base of Middash, hoping that he would do tshuva. Acher said to a young boy standing outside to recite the pasuk he was learning. The child responded, "Ain't shalom amr Hashem l'rashayim." There is no peace, Hashem said, to the wicked. Rabbi Meir ultimately brought Acher to 13 shuls, and each time a child recited a pasuk that indicated that Acher's tshuva would not be accepted. And pointing with you, the Gemara asks, how is Rabbi Meir allowed to learn Torah from Acher? For we learn from a pasuk, "Ki se kohen yishmeru das, but Torah yivakshim apiyu," for the lips of the kohen should guard knowledge, and people should seek Torah from his mouth, that "im doma rab l'mal Hashem zvakos, yivaksh Torah apiyu." If one is a Rebbe that resembles a Malach of Hashem, Master of Hosts, one may seek Torah from his mouth, but if not, one should not. Reish Lakish said that Rav Meir found a pasuk that taught the opposite, which states, Had azna choshma divrei chachamim v'libcha chatash yitzchol daiti. Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, but set your heart to my das. It doesn't say you should set your mind to their das, but to my das. Rav Chanina brought another source. The Gemara clarifies that the earlier pasuk, which requires a Rebbe to resemble a malach of Hashem, is for someone who might be led astray, whereas these two psukim refer to a person who will not follow after a rasha. When Rav Dimi arrived from Eretz Yisrael, he said that there was a saying there that Rav Mir achla tacha v'shalat shich levara. Rav Mir took a date, he ate the edible outside part and threw the pit away, meaning that he was able to learn from Acher valuable things and got rid of the rest. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Tes Vav, and our standard Simmon is a fruit bowl because Tes Vav reminds us of Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat reminds us of fruit, and we use a fruit bowl to make it easier to work with as a simmon. So here goes. The wayward sage who pulled out radishes on Shabbos and put them in his fruit bowl, while getting annoyed by children reciting psukim to him, was constantly followed by a disciple who would eat the edible parts of dates and throw the pits into his bowl. Once again, in slow motion. The wayward sage who pulled out radishes on Shabbos and put them in his fruit bowl, that must be more on top of Tes Vav, too, Tu B'Shvat. The wayward sage who pulled out radishes on Shabbos and put them in his fruit bowl, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that what caused the Acher to lead a life of sin was seeing a malach sitting in Shemayim, which led him to think that there are two authorities in Shemayim, and that he demonstrated to Aharlot that he was no longer the great Elisha ben Avuya by pulling out radishes on Shabbos. So the wayward sage who pulled out radishes on Shabbos and put them in his fruit bowl, while getting annoyed by children reciting psukim to him, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, there was an incident with Acher, who was riding on a horse on Shabbos, and Rav Meir was walking behind them to learn Torah from him. Rav Meir attempted to get Acher to do tshuva by taking him to many shuls, but each time Acher asked the child to recite the pasuk he was learning, and the pasuk sent the message that Acher's tshuva would not be accepted. So the wayward sage who pulled out radishes on Shabbos and put them in his fruit bowl, while getting annoyed by children reciting psukim to him, was constantly followed by a disciple who would eat the edible parts of dates and throw the pits into his bowl. Which reminds Gemara asks how Rav Meir was permitted to learn Torah from Acher when one should only learn from a Rebbe who's like a Malach Hashem, and answers that Rav Meir had different psukim that taught the opposite. The Gemara concludes that while lesser people should only learn from a Rebbe who's like a Malach, Rav Meir was so great that he could learn the valuable things from Acher and discard the rest, similar to eating the outside of a date and throwing out the pit. So once again, the wayward sage who pulled out radishes on Shabbos and put them in his fruit bowl, while getting annoyed by children reciting psukim to him, was constantly followed by a disciple who'd eat the edible parts of dates and throw the pits into his bowl. All right, now it's time for a portable back Chazara. Daf Yudov. So the Simmer Daf Yudov is 11 stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Bachur struggling on a starry night. Starry night? That must be one Daf Yudov. The Bachur struggling on a starry night to find the psukim for Hilchas Ohulos, which reminds the Rapav explained to Bryce at the mean, Nagaim Mikra Meruba v'halachas Muatos. The Laz and Nagaim have many psukim, but the Lachas are relatively few. Olos Mikra Muat v'halachas Merubos, whereas the Laz of Olos have few psukim, but many halachas. What's enough Kamina is to teach that if one is a suffix Hilchas Nagaim, I'm a Krav, one should look into the psukim, whereas if one has a suffix about Olos, I'm a Masnisin, one should look into the Mishnayos, where they're discussed at length. So, the Bachur struggling on a starry night to find the psukim for Hilchos Olos got some help from a man carrying cash to pay for the life of a woman he accidentally struck and killed, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Amud Aleph stated, Hadinim Yesh Lehen Alma Sheyismuk, monetary law, have psukim on which to support them, which implies they're not explicitly written. When the Gemara challenges this, given that monetary law is explicitly written in the Torah, it answers that the Mishnah statement is referring to cases such as Rebbe's. For as taught in a brace, Rebbe says that the parsha where two men are fighting and one tries hitting the other and unintentionally strikes and kills a woman, the pasuk states, Nefesh Takos Nefesh, a life for a life. And the pasuk means to say it refers to mamon, monetary compensation. So the Bachur struggling on a starry night to find the psukim for Hilchos Olos got some help from a man carrying cash to pay for the life of a woman he accidentally struck and killed, and forgot his frustration of not being able to attend the shiur on Arayas with his two other friends. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the second parak states, Ein Dorshin Barayas B'Shlosha. The laws of Arayas, illicit relations, should not be expounded among three people. Rav Ashi explains that the mission is referring to Sisrei Arayas, the hidden details of Arayas, which are not explicit. When two students sit before the Rebbe and one discusses a point with the Rebbe, the other student typically listens in. But when there are three students and one discusses a point with his Rebbe, the other two talk among each other and will miss the point, and possibly one day will permit that which is forbidden. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simmer Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers, that must mean one Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers who loved to use their high-powered flashlights at night to see from one end of the neighborhood to the other, which reminds us, what Elazar said regarding the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day, Adam Sofa Bo Masofa Olam Ad Sofo. Man could perceive from one end of the world to the other end when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the door of Mabon, the door of Flaga, and saw that their deeds were destructive, he hid it from them. Well, Miganzo, for whom did he hide it? Let Tzaddikim Lasid Labo, for the Tzaddikim in the future. So the 12 brothers who loved to use their high-powered flashlights at night to see from one end of the neighborhood to the other didn't notice what looked like massive unraveling spools of thread in the middle of the sky, which reminds Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it was expanding continuously like the thread of two unraveling balls of a warp. Ad Shigar Bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Hamidu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuked the world and made it stand still. And this relates to what Reish Lakish said. What's the meaning of Ani Kel Shakai? I am Kel Shakai. Ani Hu She'amarti Lo'am Die. I'm the one who told the world enough. Die. So the 12 brothers who loved to use their high-powered flashlights at night to see from one end of the neighborhood to the other didn't notice what looked like massive unraveling spools of thread in the middle of the sky, ascending through the seven heavens, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said, Shnei Rakim, and there are two heavens, as the Pasuk says, Hen L'Hashem El-Kelcho HaShamayim U'Shmei HaShamayim. Behold, to Hashem your God are the heavens and the heavens of the heavens. Reish Lakish said that there are seven heavens, and they are Vilon Rekia Shechakim, Zvul Ma'on Machon Aravos, curtain, sky, mills, residence, abode, arsenal, and plain. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a Bar Mitzvah boy. So here goes. When the precocious Bar Mitzvah boy, that must mean we're in Daf Yud Gimel. When the precocious Bar Mitzvah boy proceeded to calculate on a blackboard the years it takes to reach the Kisei HaKavod, which reminds us that when the Russian Nebuchadnezzar said he would ascend above the clouds and be like the Most High, Abasko responded by pointing out how ridiculous that thought is, given the journey through the seven Rekiahs and up through the Kisei HaKavod is around 90,000 years, and that instead Nebuchadnezzar was destined to descend to the depths of the netherworld. So when the precocious Bar Mitzvah boy proceeded to calculate on a blackboard the years it takes to reach the Kisei HaKavod, and then was almost consumed by a fire as he darshaned from Sefer Yechezkel, which reminds us that Hananiah ben Chizkiah saved Sefer Yechezkel from being concealed given the contradictions with the Torah. They brought up 300 barrels of oil to his attic, and he darshaned the Psukim Yechezkel to reconcile them with the Torah. Another brace relates that when a child got burned from reading the Psukim in the Sefer about Chashmal, and the people wanted to hide it away to prevent further tragedy, he said to them, Im zeh chacham akol chachamim hen? If this child was so wise, are all children so wise? So, when the precocious Bar Mitzvah boy proceeded to calculate on a blackboard the years it takes to reach the Kisei HaKavod, and then was almost consumed by fire as he darshaned from Sefer Yechezkel, a journalist from the village was so impressed, he reported on every detail, which reminds us that the reason Yechezkel's vision of the Ma'aseh Merkabah is more detailed than Yeshayah's is that he came from a village and was not used to seeing the monarchy. Therefore, when he had the vision of Ma'aseh Merkabah, he wrote down every detail in amazement. Daf Yadal. So the Simmer Daf Yadal is a hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The juggler dropped all of his balls in awe when he noticed four men learning hundreds of Siddurim Mishnayos, which reminds us that Yeshayah pronounced 18 different curses upon Klal Yisrael, which Rashi explains means that he prophesies 18 tragedies that would befall them. And the Gemara brings a pasuk that lists all those that will be removed from Yerushalayim and Yehuda, the first two being the Mashin Umashena, the support and the staff. Mashin Elubali Mikra, support refers to masters of Chumash, Mashena Elubali Mishnah, staff refers to masters of Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tema and his associates, Rapapa, and the Rabban disagreed on their level of mastery. One said they had mastered 600 Sidrei Mishnah, and one said they had mastered 700 Sidrei Mishnah, which Rashi explains existed in their days. So the juggler dropped all of his balls in awe when he noticed four men running hundreds of Siddurim Mishnayos, surrounded by singing trees on fire, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the description of Elazar ben Aruch demonstrating to Meyochim and Zakkai that he was fit to be taught Ma'aseh Merkabah, when he darshaned and became surrounded by trees on fire that were singing Shira, and then it recounts Rabbi Yochanan's reaction. So the juggler dropped all of his balls in awe when he noticed four men running hundreds of Siddurim Mishnayos, surrounded by singing trees on fire and ascending into our pardes in the heavens, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, arba nichnisu bapardes. There were four who entered the pardes, which Rashi explains means that they mentioned the divine name and ascended to Shemayim. They were Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Achir, and Rekiva. Ben Azai hates his umes, Ben Azai glanced towards the divine presence and he died. Ben Zoma hates his vanifka. Ben Zoma glanced and became mentally unstable. Acher kitzes ben natias, Acher chopped down saplings in the pardes and became evil. Rabbi Kiva yatz b'shalom. Rabbi Kiva emerged in peace. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous mesechtas. Number 1. Which of the one that Acher pulled out radishes on Shabbos to demonstrate that he was no longer shomer mitzvos? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number two. Which definition that one has a suffix in the Gaim, you should look in the Chumash. And for a suffix in all those, you should look in the Mishnah. That's on Daf. Yidav. Good. Number three. Which definition that the trees went on fire and started to sing Shira when Rebbe Elazar ben Arok started to darshan Maisim Rakava. That's on Daf. Yidalad. Good. Number four. Which daf do we learn that this Machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and his Chaverim had mastered 600 or 700 Siddurim of Mishnayos? That's on Daf. Yidalad. Good. Number five. Which daf do we learn that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, it was expanding continuously, like the thread of two unraveling balls of a warp? That's on Daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number six. Which definitely when that Abascal told Nebuchadnezzar that he was ridiculous to think that he would be like Hashem above the clouds, given the long journey to the Kisei HaKavod, that's on Daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number seven. Which definitely when the Rebbe Meir attempted to get Acher to do Teshuvah, but children at the shuls each recited a pasuk that indicated his tshuva would not be accepted, that's on Daf. Tezvav. Good. Number eight. Which of the one that when the pasuk states nefesh takus nefesh, it's referring to monetary compensation. That's on Daf. Yudav. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do we learn that Yechezkel wrote about Mais Merkava in greater detail than Yeshai because he was from a village and was not familiar with Malchus? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel. Good. And number ten. Which stuff do we learn that the Gemara relates what happened to the four to nine that entered the Pardes? That's on Daf. Yiddad. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one. Which daf of Malchus Rav and Shmuel whether Shlomo Melch attained the level of understanding of Moshe Rabbeinu? That's on Daf. Chafaf and Rosh Hashanah. Good. Number two. Which daf of the story of Choni Amaga falling asleep for 70 years? That's on Daf. Chaf Gimel and Tainas. Good. And number three. Which daf of the reason the Jewish people deserved extermination at the time of Purim was because they bowed to the image of Avodah Zorah in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, that's on Daf. Yud Beis Megillah. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.